906. Thought for today. The key to success is pleasing me. Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, bringing us the thought for today. The key to success is pleasing me. That doesn't sound like too pleasant a way to look at things, and yet it's very pleasant. It is a very definite, very positive, very wonderful way of looking at things. The key to success is pleasing me. Now, as we look at this honestly and actually, factually, we say, what is success? Success is doing something that is beneficial. Success is doing something that makes me happy. Success is doing something that I have worked at for quite a time to bring about. And now it is brought about, which is pretty nice. Now, what is the key to success? The key to success is to do those things that are going to bring me happiness. The key to success is to do those things which are going to bring me the feeling of fulfillment, the feeling that I am making a contribution to myself and my world, and that everyone who is aware of me is going to be aware of the fact that it's all very good, it's all very nice, it's all very wonderful, and everything is in divine order. That's the key to success, is pleasing me. So, how do we make this into a viable thing for ourselves? How do we make this into something that is going to be beneficial for us? Something that is going to be meaningful and not sound too superior to anyone else or even to ourselves. Well, we have a phrase, be yourself and have fun. And you think that's bad too. Be yourself and have fun. How careless can you be to just do anything you please and makes no difference what others think? Well, it does make a difference what others think. It does make a difference what you think. It does make a difference how you live your life. The key to success is pleasing me. So, being myself and having fun is pleasing me. And it is making me a happy person. Now, you see, I think we readily forget and easily forget that we're the creator of the world. And we have created everything in the world. We've created everybody in the world. We've created all the conditions in the world. And we've created other people being successful and pleasing themselves and being themselves and having fun. And we have created other people doing this not to our detriment. We have not created our creation so that they would be harmful to us. We've not created our creation so they would be evil to us, that they would make us unhappy. We've created our creation so that they would make us feel happy and successful in everything we do. Now, you say that's kind of a dense attitude. Yes, it is. It is so contrary to what we have been taught, to how we've been trained by our world, that it seems almost to be improper. Well, think about it. If you would like to have a horse, what kind of a horse are you going to create in your consciousness? Are you going to create a horse that is cooperative, that is spirited, that is controllable by you, that is an enjoy, a delight to ride? Are you going to create a horse that is beautiful to look at? Are you going to create a horse that's intelligent? And on and on and on. Certainly you are. Now, let's turn that another way. You're going to create a human being. Now, that human being may be your wife or husband, your child. That human being may be your friend. It may be your neighbor. It may be your co-worker in whatever you're doing. It may be anyone. Now, what kind of a person are you going to create? Are you going to create a person who likes himself and enjoys their world, or a person who's a moaner and groaner? Are you going to create a person in your world who is like a child, your own child, that is successful and harmonious and cooperative, that wants to do everything that you would like to have them do because they know you're only after having for them the highest and the best? Are you going to create a child in your world that is healthy, or one who needs a doctor a lot? You're going to create a child in your world who has a strong body and can enter into all of the activities that delight children, of playing and running and hollering and screaming and jumping and just having a good time? You're going to create a child who loves to go camping, loves to ride his bike, loves to do all these motion things that are such fun in our life? Or you're going to create a child who is a stick in the mud and sickly. You're going to create a child with problems. Now, if you're going to create that kind of child, you have to stop and think, why do I want to create a child like that? Well, we create a child like that because we feel every little thing is terrible. If they have a little cough, oh, you're going to catch a cold, you're going to get flu, you're going to get pneumonia, you're going to die. My goodness, we expiate that into a very speedy resolution of itself. Stop it. If somebody has a sneeze, gesundheit, good health. We don't say, oh, you're going to come down with a cold, oh, you're sneezing, oh, don't do that. We only speak the truth about it. We only know the truth about it. And knowing and speaking the truth, we get great results. We get great results in our life. And our puppy dog, we don't create him to be a snarly little cur that is not pleasant to have around. We create him to be a lover. Do we create our wife or our husband to pick on us all the time? Some people do. They want the wife or husband to be just like their parents, who were training them as they were growing up, so that the wife or husband will continue that training as the individual runs into, as we run into adulthood. Well, what a silly thing to do. What a silly thing to do. We are all, right now, when our parents, our teachers, our friends, our neighbors, but mostly ourselves, feel that we know, that we know, that we know, feel that the divine in us is fluently flowing and working, revealing itself to us in everything, when we feel that we are nice people, that people like to be with us, when we are thoughtful people, when we are the kind of people that we create other people as we would like them, as we would like them to be, and that's how we would like ourselves to be. Now, the key to success is pleasing me. So when we please ourselves, we are doing a wonderful and a beautiful job of recognizing how we can be successful in all areas of our life. And that really does make a wonderful thing. It really does make a wonderful possibility for us to experience all that we are and to enjoy it with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our being right now. It doesn't matter now, at point number two, that we have been trained or created in limitation. It doesn't matter that we have been given a body that's less than perfect. It doesn't matter that our minds are not as brilliant as we like them. It doesn't matter any of these things. Right now, we take the key to success, which is pleasing ourselves, and we say a big bold-faced lie, into all appearances, I am healthy, I'm intelligent, I'm desirable, I'm a happy person. People might hear us say that if we said it out loud and say, boy, they sure don't know the truth, do they? I ought to go tell them. Nobody likes them. They're not successful, and on and on. But you see, when we start saying that to ourselves, then we start acting healthy, we start acting harmonious, we start acting successful, we start acting as though every choice we had made for ourselves is being fulfilled in our mind, in our body, in our life, in our face, and we are wonderful. We are truly wonderful. And that comes to pass as we put that cause in motion. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you can speak your word and put a cause in motion and have great results? If you do, you're on the right track. If you do, great and wonderful things take place in your life. If you do, you are the master. And if you like being the master, go for it. Can anyone be the master? Yes. Can anyone be the master of themselves? Yes. Can anyone be the master of anyone else? No. Hey, I thought I created everybody. That's right. You create them as a loving, gentle, caring soul but you're not master of them. They have to come to that conclusion themselves, and they will come to that conclusion themselves when that is all you accept out of them. If they come to you acting mean and hateful, and you just ignore them or are not present when they are in your consciousness or are coming into your world, then they have no power over you. And so you cause them to be defeated of hurting you or limiting you or controlling you if their attitude is not harmonious with you. So you just say, good goes from me, good comes to me. Wherever you walk, good goes from me, good comes to me. And the people who come into your life will be good because you are good. And when you outshine and outpicture good, then the world will send that same image back to you. It's a wonderful thing. When we're ready for that, when we are master of that, we will experience that and we'll enjoy it. Think of it. The key to success is pleasing me. Right now, in everything I do, in every word I speak, in every attitude I have in mind, the key to success is pleasing me. Have a wonderful day, and know that I'm surrounding you with my pure white light of love, and that I see you in this thought for today, fulfilled, revealed, and happy in every possible way. I love you. I love you. I love you.